You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are doing the Freed on Business 4th of July special. We're talking summer the entire time, and I've got my buddy Larry's in, general manager of Warren Henry Automotive. We're talking about what the hot stuff is this summer. And Larry, I kind of teased it in the read I did earlier. You know, it's summertime. It's the 4th of July. You're a car guy. What do you got for specials for me on this firecracker holiday?
Well, you know, actually, the nice thing is all the specials that we had from last month are going to extend through the 7th.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's really great what the manufacturers did this time around. If you're looking for a new Infiniti, we've got really great specials this weekend especially. So, you know, it'll be a great time to come on by, even though every day is a great day to come on by.
Listen, man, it's just I got my car just 6,500 miles ago. I mean, I keep trading up to everything new, but this one I think I'm keeping for another few weeks. But, you know, listen, we talked about the exotics. We talked about Warren Henry Automotive. We read about the nameplates. You know, we really don't talk about the fact that you got the Lamborghini store up in Palm Beach County. You know, tell me about Warren Henry and exotics because, you know, it's summertime and well, heck, your exotic cars are probably filled with some exotic people.
Well, you know, we have the Lamborghini Palm Beach dealership, and a really neat thing that we do on the first Saturday of every month is the Cars and Coffee event at Lamborghini Palm Beach, and I'd certainly encourage you to get out there and see it. I mean, this is one of my favorite events that we do because it's a bunch of car enthusiasts coming out with their exotic vehicle, regardless of make, hanging around, drinking coffee, you know, talking about everything that's out there, and I mean, you know, once again, if you're into automobiles, that's a great place to be.
Well, it's cars, coffee, and gasoline, it sounds like to me.
Oh yeah.
And testosterone, obviously.
A little bit of that too.
Yeah. All right. Now listen, I got to get up there with Peter so we can do some Facebooking and social media and all that other stuff. And you know, we're also going to get Peter up and do some other social media stuff too, and kind of combine all that. Got to get him out to Social Media Day next year because that was just a whole bunch of great potential clients for you guys. Now, Larry, I know that last year you got all kinds of awards across the board at your dealerships for customer service, places to work, stuff like that. What's cooking up this year?
Well, actually, we just got news that once again we'll be voted one of the top 100 dealerships to work for with every store in our organization, which is a huge feat for us. We've never done that before with every store, and it'll be Infiniti's third time in a row being in the top 100.
Wow. Hey, Jim, do you mind if I ride up there with you and meet Mr. Zinn one of these days?
Oh, listen, Oscar, I was just getting to that. I think you need to go meet Mr. Zinn on your own because this question is just for you, Oscar. Now, you know, Oscar's here. He's my board op. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Great customer service, great smile, always snappy, always clean. But Larry, he doesn't have any experience selling cars. Is a guy like Oscar capable of working at your store and creating a career on the lot with you and Ismet and your team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we look for new hires, it's actually company policy to go with no experience. So we like to bring people in who have no automotive experience, teach them the way that we like things to be done, and watch them grow with us. I mean, if you look throughout our company, all of our managers have grown from position that they started with somewhere else in the company. So it's a really nice thing. It's great for our corporate culture. And, I mean, we have great success with people who have no experience.
And somebody like that can make good money, you know, approaching six figures, no?
Without question.
Okay, well, we'll leave it right there. I don't want to overpromise, but it sounds like there's some great career opportunities.
No, hey, look, it's always on the individual, right? You get what you put into it.
Well, yeah.
And, we've had a lot of people come in and become very successful as previously waiters, real estate agents. I mean, you name it. We've had people from all different industries come in here, and fortunately, we've had some great success.
Hey, when we had lunch earlier, you know, you were wearing one of those Fitbits. I mean, what's with that? Are you guys, you're having a contest with that? What's going on?
Yeah, we actually, we call it our Get More Healthy promotion, and the contest is called Thin to Win. We've had about 35% of our company sign up for it. It's basically, we've bought everybody who wanted to participate a Fitbit, And so about 130 of our employees are participating in the contest right now. If you lose weight or make progress during the three-month period, we have weigh-ins every 2 weeks. Or if, you know, body fat percentage, any of that goes down, you know, you keep the Fitbit, no problem. If you drop out of the contest, however, during the three-month period, you got to pay it back.
Well, listen, Larry, you know, when we had lunch today, I noticed you didn't have a piece of bread. I seriously cannot tell, other than if you, like, shaved your head, how you're going to lose any more weight. There's not much there, dude. You've got to be the most fit guy I know.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim, but I'm a competitor, you know.
So, that I do know.
Even though I wouldn't take the prize, I want to be in the running, you know?
Yeah, listen, it's okay. Well, yeah, if it's a delta, there's no way you can win, because it's going to be pretty hard to drop down from there. You know, Larry, you know, real question I have is what is one of the main things that you enjoy about being in the auto business, especially here in South Florida? We talked a little bit about it at lunch. I wanted you to share some of that with our people.
Well, you know, number one, the people that I work with, it's a great team environment. And, you know, a lot of people go out and do things when they leave work, and that takes them to their happy place, right? That special thing that makes them happy. I'm happy coming here, which, you know, I think it's a very unique thing that when I get here, it turns something on for me. I just get this feeling that comes over me, and I'm excited to be at the store. The other thing is, you know, I'm so passionate about the cars, and, you know, I'm a nut about them, that being able to work around them all day, every day, it's a great thing.
It's great to see the lift in your step when you're getting in there and doing your stuff, and how you work everything. And, you know, I was in there talking to you and Ismet and some of the team, Peter and all, after lunch today. And it's really interesting how you've got a great team. They work together. They seem to all be having a great time.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice thing. You know, it's a light environment. It's not a high stress place to work. Our tenure is great. So a lot of the people who are here, I've known for a good portion of my life. And those that haven't, I've grown with. And it's a really nice thing to see someone come in to have no experience whatsoever and grow into a big success. You know, it's a very gratifying job.
I want to go back to the cars for just a couple minutes. We've only got about 5 minutes left, and some people may have tuned in a little earlier. So we were talking about the new Infiniti Q50 that's, you know, inspired by the Red Bull Racing. You know, I love my car. I drive it all over the place. I'm not going to tell anybody my license plate number, because they're probably going to not like me even more after that. But I just don't understand how much more anybody could take in a car. What's the difference between this and my, I hate to say standard car, but it's just a smoking hot car. What's the upgrade that they could do that would make, I mean, is this roadworthy?
Well, you know, they take the engine out of one of the most serious performance vehicles that are out there, in the Nissan GTR.
Right.
And they shove it in this All Rouge, which is the version of the Q50 that's coming out. And, you know, put basically a car that right now has 330 horsepower and bump it up to 550 horsepower.
Woof.
And then with all those carbon fiber bits that they're putting on it, they save weight.
Wow.
So by saving weight, adding more power, I mean, it's going to make the car into a fire-breathing animal.
Well, fire-breathing animal, Jim Fried, maybe I shouldn't get that car right away, Lair. I don't know. You know, I was thrilled when I was coming up to lunch, because you called me and said you were running 10 minutes late. I should slow down and be safe, with the operative part of that being safe. You know, it is summertime out there. You know, everybody does need to be safe. You know, we were driving in the big truck today, and, you know, somebody stopped short in front of us. What happened? What, you know, the things seemed to go off and do all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah, it's really neat, actually. That truck, the Infiniti QX80, has what's called forward collision warning. So if it senses that you're going to be in an imminent collision if you don't brake, it actually pre-prepares the brakes for you and sets off an audible alarm. So it lets you know, hey, you know, you need a brake now, otherwise you're going to hit the vehicle in front of you.
Wow.
And you know, so if you're not paying attention for one reason or another, it really, you know, gets you on the ball, so you can react quickly enough to make a sound decision.
You know, and then we were talking a little bit earlier also about the new, you know, the Range Rovers, and how there's a, you know, it's tough for my wife to get one, even though she wants one for her birthday. Do you think that backlog's going to clear it all, Larry?
I really hope it does. But, you know, Jim, what this has really created a unique opportunity for us and for our customers, and that they're getting to build a vehicle exactly the way they want it. So even though they're not getting the car sometimes the day that they come in, they have an opportunity to build the car to the exact color combination, the exact equipment, which many times doesn't happen for people, where they come in with one thing in mind and they get something else because, you know, whatever they're looking for isn't available. This gives them an opportunity to say, this is how I want the car, and build the car exactly that way.
Well, Larry, you know, we've talked about the cars, we've talked about the service, we've talked about the people, but one thing we haven't talked about is where you're located and how people can get a hold of you on the web, calling. I know you're Mr. Digital, so definitely want to emphasize the web access.
Well, yeah, you can always reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com or at Warren Henry Auto on all the social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto, and we're even on LinkedIn as well.
Well, you know, that's great. And, you know, I love coming in personally and meeting everybody and getting my car washed and having the coffee and all that other stuff, high-fiving Ismet. You know, we've only got about 30 seconds or so left, Larry. So, a minute. Okay. So, you know, you're a sports fan. You got the 50-yard line box at the Dolphin games. You know, what do you think about the Dolphins? Are you looking forward to the season, et cetera? You know, give me your feedback. We've got 45 seconds, and they're all yours, Larry.
I always look forward to Dolphin season, regardless of how good or bad the team is. No matter what, I look forward to Dolphin season. I mean, this period of right now with no sports is absolutely killer for me. We have baseball and all, but, I mean, no basketball, no football. And football season starts, fantasy football season starts. It's exciting.
Well, Larry, look, we love having you on the show. We love, you said exciting. To me, the exciting thing is this fancy new, Infiniti car you're getting. Am I going to be able to see one of these Jaguars that they're only making 250 of?
Chances are we'll at least have one of them.
Well, we got to get some photos of that. Peter's going to have to, you know, Facebook and Twitter the heck out of that so we all get it, and Instagram too. So we can do that again. Larry, one more time, the website, the phone numbers, and go slow for the Jets fans.
It's www.warrenhenryauto.com or reach us at Warren Henry Auto on any of your social media mediums.
Oh, thanks for being digital. Thanks for being social. Larry, I'll see you in the next couple of weeks. Thanks again for letting me take you to lunch today. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk with Shelley Bloom of Fashion Clothiers, and I'm going to talk more summertime. Thanks again, Larry.